I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Cleanup work starting tomorrow at the Colorado Smelter Superfund site in South Pueblo. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Contractors will remove contaminated soil from a park located near the site of a smelter that closed more than a century ago. Environmental Protection Agency officials say underground arsenic and lead do not present a risk to current park users, but that could change in the future due to erosion or soil movement during melt-freeze cycles. During the next 2 weeks, the area will be excavated, backfilled, and landscaped with new materials. Cleanups at homes in the area begin early next year. The EPA will continue sampling soil and dust at other properties in the Superfund site. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Colorado Attorney General Cynthia H. Kaufman was in Pueblo today to announce the launch of two new statewide youth suicide prevention initiatives. Colorado consistently ranks in the top 10 states with the highest suicide rate. More Coloradans die by suicide than by homicide, motor vehicle crash, diabetes, and breast cancer. And it's the second leading cause of death for those ages 10 to 34. The Attorney General's office is providing $200,000 in funding that will allow up to 40 schools in Colorado to implement the Sources of Strength program, which was designed to harness the power of peer social networks to change unhealthy norms and culture. For the second initiative, the Attorney General's office will be providing $173,000 to fund a study that will analyze and characterize the trends and patterns in the fatal and non-fatal suicidal behaviors among young people in the four Colorado counties with the highest rates of youth suicide, including El Paso, La Plata, Mesa, and Pueblo counties. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.